That's suspicious.
Huh?
That's suspicious.
Yeah.
Four in your tires.
Five, four in your tires.
It's going down the heart.
Huh?
So, why the more is particularly rises from the eastern side? The more, according to the
side,
the more is going down like this. So, why the moon is rising from the eastern side? It is going down while it appears from the eastern
side. Maybe the earth is turning.
It's a very good question. It's a very good question.
What's the answer to the problem?
The answer?
According to Bhagavatam, the moon is not going around the earth. It's revolving around Mount Sumeru.
Yeah, I mean, that is different thing.
But why the moon should simply follow that same pattern?
Yeah.
Going east to west, why not?
Random.
Sometimes rising from the south.
Yes.
Sometimes perhaps from the north.
Well, they say it has a fixed orbit. Around the earth. It has a fixed orbit around the earth. Who fixed the orbit?
Sure. And the sun is also rising from the east. But sun is fixed up. And moon is moving. So why is it coming from the same side?
Wonderful question,
huh?
These are wonderful things.
So they say that the moon is actually moving around the earth, and the earth is rotating, and the sun is only appears to move around the earth.
That's an answer.
They both appear that way because of the turning of the earth.
And it takes up.
The earth is turning.
As it turns, and the moon is turning. Why the sun and moon rise from the same path?
Because the earth turns in that direction.
Let's stop because of the proper answer.
Why doesn't the moon sometimes rise in the south or the north?
Because the earth is not turning in the opposite direction.
What is it then? Can you look?
It's a photograph. Boy, gender rather than a chaos.
Basic explanation is that the moon is not going around the earthly planet.
This is very revolutionary thought. Because children all over the world in schools are taught that the moon is going around the earth. They shouldn't question it.
Okay, you should not question it.
No, should not question it. Taking that fact.
Mm. and quantity, the moon is going down the path, beginning from here to there. Similarly, the sun is also going down the path. You see, the similar way,
yes.
The rising and going down. So how you can say one is fixed, one is fine? The process is fine the same. How you can say that this is fixed or this is going on? Why is the process is the same? Then the result will be the same.
Then they
will and the moon is not seen also. What we've seen there in the market. The layman who should say that as the moon is rising from this side and going to this side, the sun is also rising from this side. So if the moon is moving, the sun is moving.
That's true then. What about the changes in the moon's phase? Sometimes
true and non-true. And there, I'm saying that the moon is rising from this side and going to this side. The sun is also rising from this side and going to this side. If the moon is moving, the sun is moving. Actually, the sun is moving, but they say footsteps.
Of the sun, the moon would always appear full, and it goes through changes, phases.
Yes, right, the moon.
Say that everything is moving. Well, the earth is moving, sun is moving, and the moon is moving, but everything has got its own time. Moon is moving once around in 28 days, and the earth is moving around in 365 days, and sun is also moving in its own time.
Is this is fixed path.
No, they don't say fixed.
I say there's a point called the galactic center of the universe, and everything is moving around that point.
They say like that. No, what is that center?
That's
near the sun. They just imagined it. It's close to the sun, but not exactly the sun. Better, they say.
Our Bhagavad says the whole planetary system is moving. It's centering the whole sun.
They admit that there's some sense of the universe, everything is going around that, including the sun. But they don't know exactly where it is.
There's a pole star.
So that's admitted, that the pole star, the stars are revolving around everything. They take photographs.
What?
Of the... everything revolving around the pole star, the constellation.
Are the moon's phases due to the planet Rahu in the problem? Are the moon's phases due to the planet Rahu?
The phases of the moon. Quarter moon, half moon, full moon.
Waxing and waning. Waxing and waning.
Matter do not accept me.
No, probably still. Not right now.
the moon is far away from the sun. That is from us.
Further away.
Just another question I have. I remember in the walk, I've read in your book that the moon's glowing is due to reflecting the sun. Then I remember on a walk in Vrindavan, you said that the moon is fiery, just like the sun, but there's a cooling atmosphere around it. So is it actually fiery glow, or is it simply a reflection?
It's just reflection. In the Bhagavad.
It is also fire, he says. Is it fire? Because it is far away from the sun. It is not so glowing.
So it's not a question of reflection only.
The reflection theory is the bottom theory.
Because sometimes in the books it's.
Thin. Yes. I'm taking.
Just so that he will understand an example.
Okay. Another question is, how do the different seasons come about? Winter, summer, spring?
It is due to the movement of the sun.
The
movement of the sun.
Movement of the sun.
But they say the sun is fixed.
Yes, they say the earth is tilting back and forth like this.
That is only thing, but it takes a little time. But the movement of the sun, Uttara and Dakshina, what is their explanation?
They say that the earth is tilting like this, the sun is fixed. When the earth tilts like this in the northern hemisphere, there's summer. When it tilts like this in the southern hemisphere, there's summer. It's tilting back and forth as it revolves around the sun.
Tilting?
Yes.
But it is.
Well, they say the Earth is on a tilted axis, 23 degrees from the North Pole. Yes. So, as it revolves around the sun...
That's another thing.
Huh?
There's two different things.
It's simultaneously going around the sun, and also in itself it is turning. Yeah. And then it's sometimes tilting on a particular axis. Simultaneously moving around the so-called central sun. And then it also spins, the globe spins.
Huh?
And then it has different tilts, takes different degrees. And when the sun's rays hit the earth at a particular angle, it becomes cooler or hotter. This is there.
While it's spinning, it's not just spinning straight up and down, it's on an axis. So it's spinning like this.
Here, it's going around like a ball.
Not like this, like this.
Yeah. It's on an angle.
And then it's still. Wait, how does that explain summer?
Because
the bench is close to the sun. Every 24 hours, I see that next.
Probably the orbit around the sun.
In this case. Now, for instance, in Sweden, when they have a certain part of the year where it is always dark. So they say this is because the Earth's axis has shifted. So that, yeah.
It's going to begin today, no?
Is it talking about? The work, when will it begin again?
May I say some of the work is going on?
Going on?
It takes 10 minutes. You're welcome.
You're having no difficulty.
Wants to be there, going.
On the whole, the devotees don't appear to be falling sick as they have in previous years. They seem to be well and happy.
Before they leave, have a little meeting. Things that could be improved, and next year we can even make it better.
Thank you. Yes, take that.
Srila Prabhupada? Is the earth also spinning? Or is it simply the sun's movement that causes day and night everything?
No planet is spinning except the sun. All are fixed up. But the whole thing is that is how it is. And that you can see at night. It is like a tree that is moving, and the sun is moving, and all other planets, they are
fixed.
How is it we see the moon coming in? How is it that we see the moon moving?
Moon. Yeah, that is, of course, I didn't hear him, but the whole planet is moving. It is moving.
And the sun is fixed, but the whole, it's also moving.
Everything is revolving around that pole star?
Everything is moving around the sun, and the sun is moving around the pole star.
No.
Everything is not moving around.
Like that tree, so the tree revolves on its... by itself, like that. The tree is just moving like that.
Right.
And the different branches that remain from the same position in relationship to the center of the tree.
But the sun has its own...
But the sun has an orbit around the whole thing. For the whole universe. Moves around. Every 24 hours, it's one rotation. And it goes around. All that.
Every 24 hours?
And more.
It's a very, very pattern.
Huh? It seems to be one and different planets. Are the planets shaped like balls or more like plates? Because it's hard to understand.
Because they're called Dvipas, islands. The roundness, is the roundness of a plate or like a ball?
Which one?
If
it is like a tree, then these things can be a deeper island.
Now, scientists are getting smashed to bits. Your statements, Srila Prabhupada, just destroyed the whole orb, ground sphere.
I think that this Mayapur building must build a big planetarium in it.
Yeah, that's a big planetarium.
Oh, boy. You want to bring a lot of scientists to come here just to dispute this.
Yeah. Why do people look up?
We should advertise it very widely that this is the actual factual explanation of the universe.
I'm seeing it. As soon as people look up. On principle, we can only go against it. On principle. Whatever they say, yes, we say no.
What is the explanation of an eclipse?
Eclipse are, as far as our planet comes, to attack the sun and the moon. And when it comes, it gets dark.
How does it attack?
How do I attack it?
When we see part of the moon disappear, what is actually happening?
Happening? The attack. Suppose if I come to attack when I have a house. Then you cannot see.
Yeah, I can.
Huh?
Yeah.
By the scientist's calculation of what's happening with the revolving, they can predict an eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
They can say in advance when an eclipse will come.
Well, we cannot predict.
So apparently they can predict Rahu's attack also. So they're predicting 5,000 years before the scientists. This is the explanation.
Now, I ain't got us no civility.
Yeah.
Eh?
There is no civilization, 5,000.
Yeah, 3,000 years before. That is no civility.
I read that recently in an anthropology book that 3,000 BC, 5,000 years ago, everyone was living, in, especially in this part of the world, people were simply living in caves.
English propaganda. English propaganda.
They had very crude tools for making their things. Exactly, they were like animals.
Now, how is this in the Philistines again?
Well, they said it's not older than 1,500 years old.
Other literatures like that, 1,500 years in Europe and other.
No system.
Well, they have the
only literatures here in India.
No, they have the. They also have mythology in Greek and Roman mythology too.
Mythology maybe, but so purposeful verses really.
Philosophy.
Nowhere.
Huh? Well, it is philosophy.
Yes.
That they can match.
Yes.
How can a caveman make it? Yes.
Each verse, so...
Huh? So, read. Is it possible to compose verses as a caveman? Listen. In Mahabharata, there are 100,000 verses. In Bhagavad, there are 18,000 verses. In the Quran, it's very such to each literature. The same man, where from the literature came?
They also say Krishna was a tribal chief, but how could he teach such philosophy?
How would that scare you?
There are a few flaws in the theory.
Big flaw from Andy, isn't it? And they were worshipping a tribal chief. What was all good? Run of the tribal chief. Arjun says that I become your disciple. So what was he? That he submitting to tribal chief. Discussing on the Tajima and he's teaching over the
being read after 5,000 years.
And it still, they cannot assimilate it. So a so-called civilization. They cannot understand in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Tathadehantara Prapti, that there is transplantation of the soul. This is just him, and he's tired.
Just to master the language takes 12 years,
yes.
But to speak of understanding the concept.
consider it the farce of modern science.
Mm-hmm.
Farce of modern science. And every philosophy and science group where they're just cheating the public, then they exhibit how Krishna consciousness is showing the real way.
Yes, they do that in this planetarium.
Very nice.
That is.
The Prabhupada, a few years ago, I presented an exposition, and in that was a planetarium, and also there was an exhibit called Man's Relationship with God, which was the alternative to modern anthropology, showing how anthropology is not valid, and man's relationship with God is the valid thing. And then regulation is the preventative of the disease, is the alternative to psychology or behaviorism. Like that, all these exhibits can be there showing how science is false and
physical. What about the thoughts that scientists will know this? It's a blend.
This Bhagavad Gita.
They're trying to do something. Sure.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
this present exhibition, too?
Bhagavad. That's every page of Bhagavad. I think every year there should be change.
New exhibit.
New exhibit.
Yeah, otherwise it would become stale.
Yes.
Because we have so much material
to be done very easily.
Yes.
By conveyor belt.
Yeah, the doll maker, they can make dolls within 15 days. Finished. They can do so fast.
There should be lifestyles.
Huh?
It should be life-size, like walking into the forest of mammoths for any.
Not life-size. Three big horses. That was
it. If the old exhibits can be sold to the visiting temples, they can take them back to their...
No, that is not...
DDT did such nice packing with this modern styrofoam that they can easily move even casual... They brought the glass plates and they didn't break it. But this plastic.
That plastic bullet is now in motor car. And if you fire, it will not take fire. The bullet. Is it not?
Bulletproof
glass.
It's an they have something in the regular cars that if it hits, it won't break. And in the cars of big men, they have bulletproof glass.
To the Prophet, the devotees, Brother Dhani was asking if there could be a group photograph on the grass this morning after class. For 5 minutes.
So we are killing vegetables. But actually they are not killing. They are already dead.
Also there is a verse in the Bhagavatam that says that there may be a fire on the ground, but the seed underneath the ground is still living. The tops may be cut, but the seed is still living.
He said that he would complete it today, and he would like to go to you tomorrow.
Right.
Taking the fishes and taking them off. It's not necessary if he's taking the fishes up in front of the bus, taking them down and putting them up again.
Oh, you're taking?
Get to the books.
Huh?
It's not possible to see the books if the fishes are. We can put them down at the end where there's some room.
Father. And they're dressed in peacock feathers?
Hmm?
They're dressed in peacock feathers?
Of course.
The dress. All right.
I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.